Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon and welcome to Ride at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I'll be here for the next hour to help you, the listener, with all your home's needs. Any question that you might have, whether it's inside or outside, from the attic to the roof, all the way down to the foundation, we can get it answered for you. Give me a call today, 314-241-9797. And, you know, I've been teaming up with clients and trade partners, you know, to figure out remodeling projects, correcting issues, and changing houses into homes for years, you know, answering the question when remodeling, like a kitchen or a bath or any area for that matter, you know, what maintenance investments will make your life easier or better once this project is completed for you. So a perfect example of that is if you're looking to remodel a wet area, like a bathroom, kitchen, laundry room, you know, that's just the perfect time to get a water softener system to really relieve those cleaning problems you might have had before and just have that fresh new space without any worries for you. So with me today to discuss these hard water issues and how to correct them, on the line is Brett Line with Aqua Systems. So you can give us both a call today, 314-241-9797, or if you're online far away, 866-455-9797. The lines are open right now for you. And so my hack today has a homemade hard water stain cleaning solution that is going to blow your mind. You don't want to miss this one, so stick around for that. And we can answer all your questions about your home, plus hard water with our expert, Brett Line. We can answer any water questions you have. Give us a call. The number again, 314-241-9797. So let's just jump in and get this show on the road with my guest, Brett. Hey, are you there, Brett? How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Is everything still staying good and safe for you guys running around with everything going on?
Yeah, everything's been going well. And, you know, we try to assist as far as supporting our customers and going in with the masks and then keeping our distance and communicating with the customers are going out. But things are going well. And I think even in your introduction there, as far as what you were saying with the remodeling and the building time, it is the most perfect and ideal time where you're talking about water issues. I've run into so many scenarios where I end up on the backside of a conversation where a remodel has been 98% completed, and then they come talk to me about wanting something and some water solutions or a drinking system for purified water at the sink and such. And sometimes we're not able to meet the expectation because of the remodeling already being done, where if we were in on the front side, oftentimes when it's just bare studs and kitchen cabinets aren't in yet, we can run additional water lines to refrigerators to get purified ice out of a refrigerator, as well as providing purified drinking water, not only at the refrigerator, but also at the sink for the customer. So yeah, those are the best opportunity. And even with the, like you were saying, a water softener, if you've got plumbing that you're having redone in the home and they're in the basement, if you've got the plumber working, they can pre-plumb the situation where we can come and not only easily hook up a water softener, but as customers are possibly, sometimes they don't want an outside spigot to have soft water running to it. A plumber while in there doing the remodel could easily bypass an outside spigot or two to take care of that, where it's impossible to do after the remodel is completed, drywall's up, and we have no way of accessing that particular faucet for the outside, so and isolating it. So, yeah, those are the best case scenarios when it comes to putting in water systems.
Oh, yeah. No, I think absolutely. And it's, you know, it's so important to think about not just water stuff, but any kind of issues, questions, solutions, all that stuff when you're getting into a project like that. Because, you know, I see it all the time with, you know, bathrooms where they have all that, you know, hard water stuff on their shower head, you know, around the faucets when water sits there, and they're like, yeah, it's always hard to clean up. Well, you know, so they get a new bathroom and then, well, it's refreshed, but it's going to return to that, and it's going to return to that sooner than later, and you're going to be right up against that, whether it's in a year or two or whatever, you know, you're going to be there. So it's definitely the time to think, if I'm getting everything new in this room, then just, you know, help me with that maintenance down the road and that cleaning and all that stuff. So it's definitely a good time to think about not just water issues, but any maintenance issues, you know.
Well, any maintenance issues, but those are the questions. And I know you, with Mosby, you guys, when you sit down with folks, you're asking those questions. And a lot of time the client is just thinking of the final finished product and how it's going to look. But there's a lot of internal things that have to be determined, water lines, electrical connections, and all kinds of stuff that have to be considered. And, you know, when you're, as like Mosby, sitting down and talking to your clients, you're presenting these questions that, oh yeah, I never really thought about that. But yeah, if I can stop having to clean my shower head and getting all the calcium off of it, and I don't have to have the shower head that you have to dunk in lime away because the little shower pinholes are plugging up with calcium and shooting water sideways in every direction, you know, and improving my water pressure in my home because the scaling in the pipes is taken care of. I don't have to keep replacing my water heater because it keeps getting filled up with calcium and magnesium and things in it. And all those are things that are good questions to ask. And you don't have to live with those problems and those issues and, you know, those kind of things, that there is equipment out there that we can offer to take care of those things for folks. So it's something to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so we got about a minute here before our break. But so what I wanted to touch on real quick to get it out for everybody, too, is, you know, so Mosby is running a special with some discounts through the end of this month. And you know, everyone can go to our website to find out the information on that. If you go to callmosby.com, callmosby.com. But I hear rumor mill, you guys have some sort of special till the end of the month also?
Yes, we've got some specials concerning water softener pricing. we've got installation as far as the products themselves or the bigger discounts than we've offered any time for our customers on equipment. They can go to our website, ilovemywater.com or aquasystems.com, and see some of those things. But even past that, give us a call at 314-832-5500, and we've got equipment discounts that I can talk to you that go even probably even better than what's listed on the actual website. If you give us a call, I can meet up with you and talk to you about those things. And maybe I can talk a little bit more after the break time and give you a little more detail on a few other things.
Yeah, no, that'd be absolutely awesome. And I've got some like frequently asked questions we can kind of run through to maybe answer some mm-hmm. questions that people are thinking. So we can get to all of that when we get back from the break. So I think we'll get into that right now and get into some of those discussions when we return. If you have any question about your house or any questions for Brett with us today, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. All right, we are back. Wonderful Saturday so far. I guess the rain hasn't got here yet, so get out, get your lawn stuff done, get all that in before all these rains start this afternoon and tomorrow. But for now, if you have any questions about anything, about water, hard water, or anything else around your home, remodeling-wise, roofing, all the way down to foundation issues, we can take care of it for you today. 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So I want to get in here with my guest, Brett Line from Aqua Systems. We're talking about all kinds of, you know, maintenance, water softener systems, you know, good times to put them in and stuff like that. But Brett, I got kind of a list of questions here that I think are common things that people probably ask you guys all the time, you know, right mm-hmm. up front, that I think it'd be good if we could kind of run through a few of those and just maybe answer a few of these questions for people out there that they may, you know, have had on their mind. And I think a lot of people, you know, I was kind of talking last weekend about how if it's a subject that you know about, if it's what you do or stuff like that, that people just love to talk about themselves. They love to talk about what they know. They let you know, so you can just kind of get them going. Well, but we all don't know what we don't know, you know, and I right. think a lot of people out there are even kind of like, well, I've got water. I don't, you know, it comes from the city or whatever. So like, really, what is a water problem? You know, and what really should I be looking for to know if I have one?
Well, our company stance, Aqua Systems, and we've been around since 1959. Water softeners and water treatment is our business, is what we do. When you talk about water source, you're correct. There's a lot of folks who just don't know. Now, our philosophy as a company has always been we're not here to scare people into buying things, or I'm not walking in with a list of three items that we're supposed to push or I'm trying to push this week on people. We like to go in and sit down and talk to folks and find out, because it's so subjective. Everybody has, depending on their knowledge, you know, our water source coming from the river. It comes, our water supplier as a city water provider is regulated with the EPA. There are standards and regulations that they have on certain chemicals that they track or certain contaminants in the water that they track. And if you go to your water supplier on usually the website, or you can call them, the website, they'll provide their annual test results, which list, they take different samples from around the areas, and based on the EPA standards for the chemicals and so forth, they'll list what the regulation is and what the tolerance level is on the chemical, and then what they found in the water testing results. So that all that information is available.
it's really comes down to problems as far as if you're reading into those things and finding out if there's issues. A lot of times I find, Rich, that people will have medical conditions. They have immune system situations. I had a customer this week who has a child with a certain immune situation, and they want absolute purified water. So we're looking at putting in a complete reverse osmosis for the whole home, which is ultra purification, taking out majority of everything out of the water. So, you know, when it comes to the water source, there's other things that are just very obvious. You go into a customer's home and hard water. You know, you got the scale buildup on the shower and the soap scum on the shower stalls and dry skin and the calcium buildup on the faucets. And those are all obvious things. Smell, the water provider, depending on who your provider is and how much rain and how the water demand will chlorinate the water to treat the water for bacteria and so forth. And sometimes you may find that. I know at one time, there are certain times when you get a shower or if you're in a sink area where you're in an encapsulated area, that chlorine and that smell is captured as a gas and you smell that. And that's when you notice it more than other times. But, you know, for some folks, that's a problem. And we have solutions for that. So it really comes down to water problems. You can we encourage the customer to educate yourself and try to ask them what issues are you running into right now that you visibly see or that you're going through at this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then offer solutions to try to take care of that specifically. So.
Oh yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, they kind of that don't know what you don't know. They're like, well, yeah, I've always lived in this area. You know, I watched my father soak the shower head every year or two, or, you know, everybody just has that, right? That maybe they don't even know that some of those things could actually be taken care of to make it, you know, easier.
Most
for
of the time,
they just think it's a way of life.
Yeah. And most of the time when you have river water source, it's more common to believe that the hardness is not as bad as a well, because if you have a well water on your personal property, you're getting water that's trickling down through the soils and it's absorbing and capturing calcium and magnesium and those things. So that water, typically well water, will have higher hard water levels in them, as well as possibly sulfur and iron issues because of picking up those things. The river, on the other hand, also, by the time you get down here to the St. Louis area, you have runoff from farmlands, other things that are poured in there that dump off. There's minerals contents that are eroding into the river. So you'd be surprised. I mean, there's areas around here that are city water provided that have anywhere from 12 to 15 grains of hardness. And the Water Quality Association believes anything that's 9 or 10 or higher is considered extremely hard water, and you're going to have hard water issues in your home. So that's what we run into. And I'll even go into a customer's home, and sometimes, like you said, folks don't know what they don't know. And I'll sit down with, actually this week, twice it happened, two different customers I talked to, they just sat down and said, well, tell me, what do I need? And you know, again, it's really the other way around. It's tell me what you're experiencing. What are you going through right now? And there are solutions.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just a matter of pushing a water softener because it's just something to do, but it can provide a service for your home and save on money replacing water heaters and dishwashers and dry skin issues and all kinds of things like that.
Oh yeah, well, that's another way that I think people, you know, do find out is plumbers, appliance repairman, you know, you've got them working on your washing machine and he's like, oh yeah, you had a bunch of, you know, buildup blocking all your filters and stuff. Or the plumber's like, yeah, that popping noise you're hearing is all this buildup in your hot water heater. And it sounds like, you know, all these loud pops and bangs and stuff in your basement. And then they say to them, maybe you should consider a water softener. And the client's even like, oh, well, what would that even do? You know? So can you briefly, we got a couple minutes, but can you just touch on some of those different things that, you know, the hard water does to some of those appliances and stuff in your home.
Yes, I actually had a customer that was in, it was Wildwood this week. I went out and visited, and it was exactly the scenario you just mentioned. His dishwasher was being replaced, and the plumber had come in and was replacing his dishwasher for him. And he basically stated what you just said. This is failing because of this calcium. You have a lot of buildup in here, and this is what the problem is on this. And I would recommend something like that as far as a water softener. So, you know, that is one of the main things when you're talking about the serviceability and the cost in your home on equipment. Water heaters is the other largest one because of hardness and calcium specifically precipitates and it gets harder around and scales up in the pipes in heated water. So you'll see it even worse with hot water pipes and coming out of the water heater and then the buildup in the water heater at the bottom and so forth. So doing something like a water softener will extend that life of that unit so much further.
And it stops that popping noise, you know, that everybody gets in that water heater.
On our Facebook page, Aqua Systems St. Louis on Facebook, I try to put articles, and there's some articles on there talking about hard water. And Rich, we just introduced a new no-scale system that we brought into the area, it's not a water softener.
Oh, okay. Let's start that up in the next segment. We're running out of time. We got a hard break at 12:30, so let's talk about what that scaling system is, that newer one. That I'm excited to hear that, and we can get into that after we get back from the next break. And I'll remind everybody through the break that I'll have my hack when we return. You definitely don't want to miss this one. Kind of crazy. I think you're going to really enjoy it, so stay tuned for that. And feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, if you have any questions. Right. We are back live on 97.1 FM, Right at Home with Rich. I've got my Right at Home hack here. I want to invite everybody from Facebook, welcome them in on this on Facebook Live. Today, we're talking everything water, hard water, water softener systems. But what are really the products that help you clean up those hard water stains that are left behind after you get a new Aqua Systems water softener installed? And there's a pretty good list. I've went over a few of these in the past before of different things other than your chemicals, your CLR, your Lysol stuff and all that. And I found a really interesting one today. So I thought I'd go back over this list because cleaning vinegar, not your regular vinegar, but your cleaning vinegar should work really well with a lot of these hard water stains. A lot of people really talk about hydrogen peroxide, you know, really doing a wonderful job. Also, it kind of helps with that soap scum hard water stain combo that can accumulate. Baking soda on your grout lines, mixing it with some water, cleaning grout lines, cleans that up really well. The good old-fashioned toothpaste is a great one that really, you know, cheap white toothpaste, same as brushing your teeth. It doesn't get any easier than that. But this one, the last one I thought was really kind of, I want to try this out. And they talked about how it works really well on glass. And they didn't even really have to wipe the glass. They just did it two or three times, let it soak and soak in and get it all off. But it is Coca-Cola and vodka mixture. Yeah, you're going to have to be of age to actually get this mixture made up. But Coca-Cola, vodka, 50-50 mix in a spray bottle. They claim they spray it on the glass, let it soak. Do that two or three different times, and it will just, all that stuff comes right off. The window was absolutely as clear as can be. Pretty amazing. You can find all this information on my Facebook or Twitter. If you just look up Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter, you can get to all this information later in the week. We post it every single week. You can also find a link to the site where they had this Coca-Cola vodka recipe and get all that information and see everything that they had on it. But, you know, the one thing, talking here with Brett Lyon from Aqua Systems and everything, you know, I definitely wanted to touch on, too, is, you know, what to do to prevent this stuff. There's some things you can do, you know, to actually prevent it, but your main prevention is actually, you know, getting a water softener system so that this doesn't happen nearly as often or bad or anymore. So that's what we're kind of doing today. So Brett, if you're still with me here, you want to touch on, you know, some of that new scaling system to help with this, you know, prevention of these things happening and everything. I'm super excited to hear about that. And for Facebook Live, you can tune in to 97.1 right now to hear the rest of all of everything that's going on till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The in the water treatment program, a water softener is something that completely removes calcium and magnesium, which is hardness, out of the water. And if you want to eliminate all hard water problems, then a water softener is what does that. I've had customers ask me before about, is there a setting where you can reduce the hardness in your water with a water softener? And a water softener, I explained to them, is like a light switch. It's on or it's off. And a water softener that's functioning is going to take out all the hardness out of your water. Now, there's other things, and we've just recently introduced this into the St. Louis market. With Aqua Systems, it's a conditioner. It treats water. It's a flow through system. It's a tank. It doesn't have a valve on the top of it like a water softener, but yeah. It has a media mixture in it that chemically changes the calcium that's in the water that eliminates it from scaling. Sometimes there's some folks, I'll sit down and I'll talk to people, and you might have a couple, a husband and a wife. One of them, or the wife loves soft water and wants it. The husband possibly is the person that just doesn't like hauling in the salt or doesn't like the feel of the water with soft water because he's just not used to it or just doesn't want to deal with it. This treatment system is not a softener. It doesn't eliminate the hardness out of it. But it will eliminate scaling, and it'll also reduce any scaling that's currently in the pipe. Over time, it'll help eliminate and reduce that scaling that's in the pipes and in the systems. And when it doesn't take out the hard water, but it does eliminate that scaling process, and it makes the cleaning process when you have those spots, you'll have those spots there, but they'll come off much easier. So it's an alternative to folks as a system that maybe they don't want a softener, or maybe they don't necessarily have extremely hard water, but they still want to eliminate the scaling process in the home. And in the city area, the St. Louis city area, I've seen areas where they have 4 or 5 grains of hardness, which is not considered extremely hard at all, but they do still want something that's going to help eliminate the scaling on the pipes in the home and in the buildup in the water heater itself. So this is something that we can offer to help take care of that. So I've talked a little bit about it. I know I just mentioned a minute ago, but on our Aqua Systems St. Louis Facebook page, I recently put something on there concerning not only hard water, but water softeners, and also this no scaling system, which, again, folks can give us a call. If you're listening on the radio, I've offered this always in the past, that if you even give us a call, we're not open today, but if you call the office and leave a message for me at 314-832-5500, let me know you listened today. We can give you a discount, but I can also call you on Monday and I can answer some additional questions for you for more specifically your application of equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really looking at, you know, the kind of how the company's run, how Aqua Systems, you know, is, how Mosby is, a lot of the similarities and stuff. When we're looking at, you know, remodeling the home, we're looking at kitchens, bathrooms, stuff like that. We're definitely trying to think through, you know, all of these maintenance issues also to, you know, recommend stuff like this when we see things going on, like we were talking about earlier, you know, when the plumber's in saying, yeah, maybe you should do this because it'll, you know, it'll help the life expectancy of the next dishwasher we're putting in or the next hot water heater we're putting in. Well, you know, as we're redoing an entire kitchen and you're getting new appliances, or, you know, what comes with kitchens all the time is laundry rooms. They're right there. They're right by it. So they're tied together. So same thing with new washer, dryer, all this stuff. It's the time, you know, definitely to think about that and consider that, because you definitely don't want to wait, like we were talking about, wait to, it could be a little bit harder, but it could also just shorten the life expectancy on those units and, you know, give those units a fresh start. You know, give them good water and stuff like that, so that you do eliminate these problems from the get-go. You know, don't wait and say, oh, it's, you know, my kitchen's been remodeled 3 years, now maybe I'll do it. And you've already had this stuff starting, you know, through it and everything. And, right. We are back live on 97.1 FM, Right at Home with Rich. I've got my Right at Home hack here. I want to invite everybody from Facebook, welcome them in on this on Facebook Live. Today we're talking everything water, hard water, water softener systems, and but you know what are really the products that help you clean up those hard water stains that are left behind after you get a new Aqua Systems water softener installed. And there's a pretty good list. I've went over a few of these in the past before of different things other than your chemicals, your CLR, your Lysol stuff and all that. And I found a really interesting one today. So I thought I'd go back over this list because so cleaning vinegar, not your regular vinegar, but your cleaning vinegar should work really well with a lot of these hard water stains. A lot of people really talk about hydrogen peroxide, you know, really doing a wonderful job. Also, it kind of helps with that soap scum, hard water stain combo that can accumulate. Baking soda on your grout lines, mixing it with some water, cleaning grout lines, cleans that up really well. The good old-fashioned toothpaste is a great one that really, you know, cheap white toothpaste, same as brushing your teeth. It doesn't get any easier than that. But this one, the last one I thought was really kind of, I want to try this out. And they talked about how it works really well on glass. And they didn't even really have to wipe the glass. They just did it two or three times, let it soak and soak in and get it all off. But it is Coca-Cola and vodka mixture. Yeah, you're going to have to be of age to actually get this mixture made up, but Coca-Cola, vodka, 50-50 mix in a spray bottle. They claim they spray it on the glass, let it soak. Do that two or three different times, and it will just, all that stuff comes right off. The window was absolutely as clear as can be. Pretty amazing. You can find all this information on my Facebook or Twitter. If you just look up Rich Orris Mosby on Facebook or at Rich Orris for Twitter, you can get to all this information later in the week. We post it every single week. You can also find a link to the site where they had this Coca-Cola vodka recipe and get all that information and see everything that they had on it. But, you know, the one thing, talking here with Brett Lyon from Aqua Systems and everything, you know, I definitely wanted to touch on too is, you know, what to do to prevent this stuff. There's some things you can do, you know, to actually prevent it, but your main prevention is actually, you know, getting a water softener system so that this doesn't happen nearly as often or bad or anymore. So that's what we're kind of doing today. So Brett, if you're still with me here, you want to touch on, you know, some of that new scaling system to help with this, you know, prevention of these things happening and everything. I'm super excited to hear about that. And for Facebook Live, you can tune in to 97.1 right now to hear the rest of all of everything that's going on till 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I appreciate that. The in the water treatment program, a water softener is something that completely removes calcium and magnesium, which is hardness, out of the water. And if you want to eliminate all hard water problems, then a water softener is what does that. I've had customers ask me before about, is there a setting where you can reduce the hardness in your water with a water softener? And a water softener, I explained to them, is like a light switch. It's on or it's off. And a water softener that's functioning is going to take out all the hardness out of your water. Now, there's other things, and we've, like I said, we've just recently introduced this into the St. Louis market with Aqua Systems. Is it's a conditioner. It treats water. It's a flow through system. The water, it's a tank. It doesn't have a valve on the top of it like a water softener, but yeah. It has a media mixture in it that chemically changes the calcium that's in the water that eliminates it from scaling. Sometimes there are some folks, I'll sit down and I'll talk to people, and you might have one of a couple, a husband or wife, one of them, the wife loves soft water and wants it. The husband possibly is the person that just doesn't like hauling in the salt or doesn't like the feel of the water with soft water because he's just not used to it or just doesn't want to deal with it. This treatment system is not a softener. It doesn't eliminate the hardness out of it. But it will eliminate scaling, and it'll also reduce any scaling that's currently in the pipe. Over time, it'll help eliminate and reduce that scaling that's in the pipes and in the systems. And when it doesn't take out the hard water, but it does eliminate that scaling process, and it makes the cleaning process, when you have those spots, you'll have those spots there, but they'll come off much easier. So it's an alternative to folks as a system that maybe they don't want a softener, or maybe they don't necessarily have extremely hard water, but they still want to eliminate the scaling process in the home. And in the city area, the St. Louis city area, I've seen areas where they have 4 or 5 grains of hardness, which is not considered extremely hard at all, but they do still want something that's going to help eliminate the scaling on the pipes in the home and in the buildup in the water heater itself. So this is something that we can offer to help take care of that. So I talked a little bit about it. I know I just mentioned a minute ago, but on our Aqua System St. Louis Facebook page, I recently put something on there concerning not only hard water, but water heat, water softeners, and also this no scaling system, which, again, folks can give us a call. If you're listening on the radio, I've offered this always in the past, that if you even give us a call, we're not open today, but if you call the office and leave a message for me at 314-832-5500, let me know you listen today. We can give you a discount, but I can also call you on Monday and I can answer some additional questions for you for more specifically your application of equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, really looking at, you know, the kind of how the companies run, how Aqua Systems, you know, is, how Mosby is, a lot of the similarities and stuff. When we're looking at, you know, remodeling the home, we're looking at kitchens, bathrooms, stuff like that, we're definitely trying to think through, you know, all of these maintenance issues also to, you know, recommend stuff like this when we see things going on, like we were talking about earlier, you know, when the plumber's in saying, yeah, maybe you should do this because it'll, you know, it'll help the life expectancy of the next dishwasher we're putting in or the next hot water heater we're putting in. Well, you know, as we're redoing an entire kitchen and you're getting new appliances, or, you know, what comes with kitchens all the time is laundry rooms. They're right there. They're right by it. So they're tied together. So same thing with new washer, dryer, all this stuff. It's the time, you know, definitely to think about that and consider that, because you definitely don't want to wait, like we were talking about, wait to, it could be a little bit harder, but it could also just shorten the life expectancy on those units and, you know, give those units a fresh start, you know, give them good water and stuff like that, so that you do eliminate these problems from the get-go. You know, don't wait right. and say, oh, it's, you know, my kitchen's been remodeled 3 years, now maybe I'll do it. And you've already had this stuff starting, you know, through it and everything. And, you know, so it's just definitely opportune time for longevity, for warranty, for peace of mind, everything going on. You know, it's the time to think about all of those things, you know.
Well, what I run into with customers in particularly is probably the two things that they had a stigma against water softeners. Possibly they grew up in a home and their parents had a water softener, and all they saw was that the parents were having to put a whole bag of salt in their water softener every week, and lugging the salt and so on and so forth. The systems of today, like our high efficiency, our Smart Choice second generation high efficiency water softener, it uses so much less as far as salt and also water during its regeneration process, that we'll go in and take out an old system in a customer's home and put this system in. I'll get a phone call 2 months after they've had the system, thinking there's something wrong with their system because it's not going through salt. And we go out and check the water, and the water is soft. Everything's good. It's just they're not going through bags and bags of salt, because technology-wise, things change with time and improvements. And engineers have designed different things from the interiors of the softeners that we can do things today utilizing less salt and water and still produce a soft water product. And the other thing that I run into often is that in this area, a lot of times plumbers won't recommend a softener or don't necessarily push a softener because that is not their business. They're not in that business. So if they sell the product and they have to install the product, then they have to service and warrant the product, and they really don't want, that's not their business, and they don't want to mess with it a lot of times. So they'll discourage people from getting a water softener often. And, you know, that's not necessarily a solution to the problem. If your water heater is being replaced because of the buildup and it's failed because of the buildup of the calcium, you know, you can put a new water heater in, but you're going to have the same problem again. You need to address the problem and putting in that water softener. And we service it, we install it, we assemble it. It is our own product. And so it's a lifetime thing, Rich, with our equipment. When, like Mosby, you stand behind what you guys do. Our equipment, when we install it, we tell customers it's the last piece of equipment you'll ever have to buy, because it's a component system. The brine tank, the resin tank, the valve are all separate. They're connected, but I mean, they're separate. So if anything goes wrong with any one of those pieces at any time ever, it can be interchanged and exchanged, and you don't have to go out and buy a whole new water softener. You're a lifetime customer when you
use aqua systems. That's great. That is something that, you know, it basically, you know, cost versus, you know, price versus cost, you know, when you see, well, this one isn't nearly as expensive, but what you don't realize is that it could cost you even more down the road, or when you're getting a new system sooner than you thought, you know, all of that is definitely something that's worth investigating and thinking about and going, okay, yeah, so my price might be, you know, $50 more, but I'm going to save, you know, a new system later, or I'm going to have smaller cost repairs and maintenance down the road, and everything's just so much better. So we're going to get into our final break here. For everybody out there, if you've got any questions for us, feel free to you know, jump in. We'll get it answered for you, 314-241-9797. And when we come back, I'd love to kind of touch on that whole trade partner, you know, truth up front, just all the characteristics of Aqua Systems and Mosby and the similarities of, you know, how some of that stuff is for everybody, and give them a good idea. So we'll jump into that when we return. All right, we are back. Final segment. If you got anything you need for myself or Brett, anything about the house, anything about your water, feel free to jump in real quick. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. And I had a couple reminders I wanted to kind of put out there too, before we run out of time, is, you know, during all this and everything that's going on with the COVID and everything, and we're kind of slowly starting Monday, starting to regroup and open some stuff back up and everything. But for everybody out there trying to stay around your houses so much, finding things going on, finding some simple things going on, well, think of Mosby Building Arts as your everything around the house company. We can do everything from design, build, renovate, and move your kitchen around, all the way down to our Mosby SAM service. That's our service and maintenance. So we can do little small repairs. We can fix a door or a window or a small leak or some siding or, you know, anything inside, outside. We can come by and hang a few pictures for you if you got some new things you want hung up around the house, or, you know, anything like that that you can't accomplish. Call our office for any of those types of projects, and they can let you know about that SAM service. They can get us out to take a look at your remodeling projects. The office line, 314-909-1800. You can check us out online, callmosby.com, and you can see that special, but that special is only going to the end of this month. So you're going to have to move really, really quickly, because things are really picking back up and we are really getting booked tight and scheduled, and a lot of things, you know, starting to really happen in the past week or so. So get in on that if you can, or if there's anything you need, give us a call. So, and speaking of, you know, the different types of things we do and all that, we do a lot. We have our own employees that do all this work, but we also have some great trade partners that we turn to and have worked with for years and years, you know, in doing the things that we don't particularly perform ourselves, like Aqua Systems with your water softener systems. Sometimes we'll have them in during a job and have it all in the process, and you get it done during your bathroom or your kitchen. Other times we just recommend these are the right people, and we've chosen them because we've been around them for years. We understand their process. And I love, Brett, one of the things I really love the most, and I wish it was easier for in our line of work to actually do, is kind of that pricing on the website, that truth up front, that educate and give people the knowledge and have a knowledge-based client, you know, that could then make a great decision. So I love the way you guys do that, all that on your website, you know, to get that information out there and, you know, give people all the information that they're looking for. Can you kind of talk about that, you know, what they can find on that website, and then also like run your special again towards the end of the month or whatever, kind of in case people just tuned in, they know that's out there.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The products themselves and what we have available on our website, we try to differentiate ourselves, because a lot of times other companies will put information but not give any pricing, which directs you to call them, and then that gets the open door for maybe getting their foot in the door. But for ourselves, our philosophy is to try to educate the consumer, and it's a no pressure scenario. We put our products on there. When you go to our website, it's going to ask you to put in your zip code, which identifies which store location, our location here in St. Louis,
And then when you get to our location, the pricing and the products are there available. There's questions there. Hey, my water is hard. Hey, I'm looking for purified drinking water. Those things, you click that, and that'll take you to the products that we have available with pricing, special sale pricing, as well as, okay, I want a water softener. What if I get an RO system? And then gives you a little spot down there to say, hey, I want a drinking system, and I check that. And you can see all the little things you check. It'll give you a total price estimate there. And our pricing includes standard installation as well. So we try, again, yeah, like you said, we try to educate folks. I try to, as well as a company, we try to put out information to educate folks. I've mentioned the Facebook page several times, but the Aqua Systems St. Louis, I try to put articles on there, information concerning hard water and specials and things. And I mentioned a little while ago about the old water softener equipment versus the new water softener equipment. I had a customer this week, we're putting a system in that had a system for the past 20 years, and he's putting a bag a week in his softener, where once we put this new softener in, he's putting 40 pounds a week. He may use 40 pounds every month and a half. 2 months with the new system. Yeah.
That's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
Hey, Brett, let me jump to the phone real quick, because speaking of great trade partners and, you know, doing the right thing and stuff, we've got Ralph on the line. Let's get to him real quick before the show ends. He's got apparently some positive feedback for you. Ralph, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm coming back from a water heater repair that wouldn't have happened if they had a water softener. Everything was limed up, and I had to replace both elements, drain the water heater, waste the heated water. That the elements twice on the bottom, once on the top, and it's still going strong, but I've had a water softener since day one.
That's awesome. Yep. So, coming straight from the mouth here, we got Ralph. Yep. Just saw it happen. I see it all the time with people where they're, you know, thinking about it, and that's what and why and how they found out. So we're getting to the end here, but Ralph, I really appreciate the call. Awesome to hear from you. Great point.
And tell people, don't wait till they have to put a new one. It's great when they put something new in, but even don't wait. You'll start saving right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And Brett, hey, thanks for being on again. Had a great time. You know, always love what we do. Always a lot of great information for everybody and for everybody else out there. Next Saturday, I got a great kind of a customer appreciation show, a lot of great information with Mosby and our customers, and I'm going to actually have a live customer on the air with me. So be good, and I will do that and talk to everybody next week. Brett, I will talk to you later. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Have a good week. I'll see everybody next week. All right. We are back. Final segment. If you got anything you need for myself or Brett, anything about the house, anything about your water, feel free to jump in real quick. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. And I had a couple reminders I wanted to kind of put out there too, before we run out of time, is you know, during all this and everything that's going on with the COVID and everything, and we're kind of slowly starting Monday, starting to regroup and open some stuff back up and everything. But for everybody out there trying to stay around your houses so much, finding things going on, finding some simple things going on, well, think of Mosby Building Arts as your everything around the house company. We can do everything from design, build, renovate, and move your kitchen around, all the way down to our Mosby SAM service. That's our service and maintenance. So we can do little small repairs. We can fix a door or a window or a small leak or some siding or, you know, anything inside, outside. We can come by and hang a few pictures for you if you got some new things you want hung up around the house, or, you know, anything like that you can't accomplish. call our office for any of those types of projects, and they can let you know about that SAM service. They can get us out to take a look at your remodeling projects. The office line, 314-909-1800. You can check us out online, callmosby.com, and you can see that special, but that special is only going to the end of this month, so you're going to have to move really, really quickly, because things are really picking back up and we are really getting booked tight and scheduled, and a lot of things, you know, starting to really happen in the past week or so. So get in on that if you can, or if there's anything you need, give us a call. So, and speaking of, you know, the different types of things we do and all that, we do a lot. We have our own employees that do all this work, but we also have some great trade partners that we turn to and have worked with for years and years, you know, in doing the things that we don't particularly perform ourselves, like Aqua Systems with your water softener systems. Sometimes we'll have them in during a job and have it all in the process, and you get it done during your bathroom or your kitchen. Other times we just recommend these are the right people, and we've chosen them because we've been around them for years. We understand their process. And I love, Brett, one of the things I really love the most, and I wish it was easier for in our line of work to actually do, is kind of that pricing on the website, that truth up front, that educate and give people the knowledge and have a knowledge-based client, you know, that could then make a great decision. So I love the way you guys do that, all that on your website, you know, to get that information out there and, you know, give people all the information that they're looking for. Can you kind of talk about that, you know, what they can find on that website, and then also like run your special again towards the end of the month or whatever, kind of in case people just tuned in, they know that's out there.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. The products themselves and what we have available on our website, we try to differentiate ourselves, because a lot of times other companies will put information but not give any pricing, which directs you to call them, and then that gets the open door for maybe getting their foot in the door. But for ourselves, our philosophy is to try to educate the consumer, and it's a no-pressure scenario. We put our products on there. When you go to our website, it's going to ask you to put in your zip code, which identifies which store location, our location here in St. Louis. And then when you get to our location, the pricing and the products are there available. There's questions there. Hey, my water is hard. Hey, I'm looking for purified drinking water. Those things, you click that, and that'll take you to the products that we have available with pricing, special sale pricing, as well as, okay, I want a water softener. What if I get an RO system? And it gives you a little spot down there to say, hey, I want a drinking system, and I check that. And you can see all the little things you check. It'll give you a total price estimate there, and our pricing includes standard installation as well. So we try, again, yeah, like you said, we try to educate folks. I try to, as well as a company, we try to put out information to educate folks. I've mentioned the Facebook page several times, but the Aqua System St. Louis, I try to put articles on there, information concerning hard water and specials and things. And I mentioned a little while ago about the old water softener equipment versus the new water softener equipment. I had a customer this week, we're putting a system in that had a system for the past 20 years, and he's putting a bag a week in his softener, where once we put this new softener in, he's putting 40 pounds a week. He may use 40 pounds every month and a half, 2 months with
wow,
the new system.
Yeah. That's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
Hey, Brett, let me jump to the phone real quick, because speaking of great trade partners and, you know, doing the right thing and stuff, we've got Ralph on the line. Let's get to him real quick before the show ends. He's got apparently some positive feedback for you. Ralph, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling in. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm coming back from a water heater repair that wouldn't have happened if they had a water softener. Everything just limed up, and I had to replace both elements, drain the water heater, waste the heated water. I've got that the elements twice on the bottom, once on the top, and it's still going strong, but I've had a water softener since day one.
That's awesome. Yep. So coming straight from the mouth here, we got Ralph. Yep. Just saw it happen. I see it all the time with people where they're, you know, thinking about it, and that's what and why and how they found out. So we're getting to the end here, but Ralph, I really appreciate the call. Awesome to hear from you. Great point.
And tell people, don't wait till they have to put a new one. It's great to put, when they put it something new in, but even don't wait. You'll start saving right away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And Brett, hey, thanks for being on again. Had a great time. You know, always love what we do. Always a lot of great information for everybody. And for everybody else out there, next Saturday, I got a great kind of a customer appreciation show, a lot of great information with Mosby and our customers, and I'm going to actually have a live customer on the air with me. So be good, and I will do that and talk to everybody next week. Brett, I will talk to you later. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Have a good week. I'll see everybody next week.